You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I know you've all been waiting for the ACC championship game clarity segment, and you're going to get it.
Well, we tried to give them the SEC clarity segment last night. I don't think it did anything to help.
Not at all. It was very confusing.
It turned into a who and what and why and how's on first. And
but that's going to be fun, but that's not till next week.
No, the ACC is not fun.
No, I said the SEC is going to be fun, but that's not till next week. Now, the ACC we'll get to in a second. But so BYU, it's just not a great week. Besides Oregon-USC, it's not a great week in college football. It's the week before Thanksgiving week where we get some really good rivalry games.
Yeah,
Ohio State-Michigan is next week and so on. But BYU and Cincinnati, that's a big one. BYU needs that. Mm-hmm. And the other team that must win a sneaky big game is Oklahoma. Coming off their win at Alabama, they are back home hosting Missouri, and a lot of people have written Missouri off. But the news today is that Bo Prabhula, their starting quarterback, is going to play.
Oh, how about that?
That's big.
Wouldn't that be something if Oklahoma gets like another signature win? They beat them last year, but they beat Alabama, eighth, set themselves up, sitting pretty, and then Missouri takes them down. And by the way, Oklahoma can't make the SEC title game. So if they lose this game to Missouri, they're out.
Yep.
And then like, hey, thanks for coming. It's been a great year. Bye. Like that's sneaky big. And also with Oklahoma's offense being basically, I call them the Crimson and Cream Iowa because they play rock fights. You know, they're going to be in close games. And if Prabhula comes back and can play, don't write off Missouri. That spread's only 6.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that thought that spread would go up and up and up this week, and it is absolutely not.
Yeah,
and that's telling. I mean, Missouri, because in Prabhula has kind of held him hostage, but apparently he has been upgraded to questionable.
See, I thought he was out for the year.
No, he's been practicing. Mm-hmm. He's upgraded to questionable, although they're playing coy. And, you know, remember, Missouri still has the best rush offense in college football.
Yeah.
So
playing against that nasty defense, that can be a sneaky fun game.
Sneaky fun game, big game for Oklahoma. Other teams that must win this weekend: Miami, Michigan, Utah, and Vanderbilt. They need to win to keep their slim playoff hopes alive.
Yeah.
Now to the ACC championship clarity segment you've all been waiting for,
because there is actual meaningful conference games this week in the ACC.
Well, nobody from the ACC is going to make it. I mean, Miami's got an outside chance, but. And they're probably not going to play in the ACC title game, even though they have a long shot chance of making it.
Yeah,
they just need so many things to happen. So whoever wins the ACC, that's the best chance of getting an ACC team in. So this the ACC is the one league that it's playing out like traditionally, where hey, just win your league and you'll probably get into the tournament.
Yeah,
right. As opposed to we only have one loss, but we're not going to play in the championship game and this and that and all that bull crap we talked about yesterday with Alabama. So ACC, if Georgia Tech beats Pittsburgh this week, and that's the big ACC game, and I know that doesn't sound big, but it is.
It is.
If Georgia Tech beats Pitt this week and Virginia beats Virginia Tech next week, it will be Georgia Tech versus Virginia in the ACC title game.
And
how exciting is that?
Now, Georgia Tech, this will probably all be moot because they finished the year against Georgia. And they're going to lose to Georgia. But
they almost beat them last year.
Yeah, they almost beat them. And that's one of those weird games. You know, much like I mentioned BYU sitting there at 9-1, Georgia Tech's 9-1. If they win this week, they're 10-1.
But Georgia, this gets back into some hairy territory. And I know you like hairy territories.
Yeah.
Georgia has one loss.
Mm-hmm.
But they could get into the SEC title game.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, what is their level of focus for Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't really need it, but they kind of do, because if they get into the SEC title game, then if they lose again, they would be three losses.
It'll just be an interesting situation if you have multiple one-loss teams going into the weaker conference title games. So,
Pitt's already lost twice.
No, I'm talking about Georgia Tech.
Oh.
Right? So, I mentioned with Texas Tech, BYU... I mentioned, and you know, throw Georgia Tech in there.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, will the committee honor what they did to SMU last year? Hey, you're a one-loss team. You're in your conference title game. You're in, regardless of what happens. Or is this the year where they're like, hey, sorry. You know, there are a lot of SEC teams that we really like. So thanks for coming. Take a hike.
Pitt's already lost 3 games, by the way.
Yeah, Pitt's out.
But they're not out.
Well, if they
beat Georgia Tech tomorrow,
yeah,
they can be in the ACC title game then. If they beat Miami next week. So Pitt has 2 huge games left. Yeah. That's what Narduzzi was talking about before the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
And then if Pitt wins tomorrow as well, it also favors SMU because they're still in it, but they have 2 tricky games left. They have to play Louisville and Cal, so a lot left on the bone for them.
So I ask you this. I'm going to go back to this. If BYU is 11-1 and loses to Texas Tech again in the Big 12 title game, and Miami has 2 losses and didn't play in the ACC title game.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Who do they put in?
If there's a spot for one of them, I honestly think, based on how the SEC has played out this year, that I don't know that either would get in.
It's just like, hey, get out.
But, yeah. Well, it's hairy. I mean, seriously, like if Oklahoma wins out, Oklahoma's getting in over both of those teams.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So, but for whimsy,
yeah,
if you're saying it does come down to Miami with 2 losses, and their 2 losses were to Louisville
and SMU.
And SMU.
And they did not make their title game.
But they beat Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Other big wins? Do you have that in front of you?
They beat Florida. They beat Pitt.
No, they haven't played Pitt.
I thought they played... Oh, sorry. That's yet to come. Nothing really. NC State,
So they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And then BYU.
State, yeah.
So you're saying they have 2 losses, did not make their title game, beat Notre Dame, 2 kind of bad losses.
Yeah.
BYU would have 2 losses, made their title game, both losses to the same team, Texas Tech, which is a top 5 team. I think you got to go BYU.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. I think you got to go.
There's BYU. An outside chance. There's an outside chance we get our ass kicked twice by the same team, and they're like, welcome in.
But the problem is I think you see you're putting the worst case up against them. I think there's going to be a tougher case. For example, Oklahoma with two losses did not make their conference championship game, but they won at Alabama. They beat who else did they beat? They would have beaten Missouri. They would have beaten
Oklahoma lost.
LSU.
Yeah, I'd have to look up and see what Oklahoma did.
That's a better resume, though.
Oh, 100%. Look, I'm well aware of it. I just, it's kind of fun. Like, the idea that little old BYU could be sniffing around a playoff spot, it's kind of fun.
So Oklahoma...
We're not going anywhere, but...
Oklahoma beat Michigan. They won at Tennessee.
Auburn.
And they won at Alabama.
Yeah.
Those are their biggest wins.
That's the biggest
wins. They're pretty good. Yeah. And then if they would have... If they're in this conversation, they would have beaten Missouri and LSU.
Yeah, their losses would have been to Texas and Ole Miss.
So, you know, I mean, you know...
Someone said, "JC Babes, you're not getting in. Sorry, you don't know that. You might. Yeah,
you need to root for some havoc.
I know we need some.
You need some November. What do you call it? The witches
of November.
You need that.
We need some freighters to sink out there on the Great Lakes. Let's go, and then we can get drilled by someone in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. BYU at Oregon.
What if they played Texas Tech again?" For a third time.
I guess they could. Hard to beat the same team three times in the same season.
How bad can one team beat another team three times in one season?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.